Culture.
Book Review. Scientific Dynasties. Circles of Life. The Huxleys by Alison Bashford.
In 1958, Julian Huxley fell in love with a gorilla. Then, in his early 70s, he had long been a household name in Britain. As Alison Bashford describes in her new double biography, Julian had inherited the role of evolution's frontman from his grandfather, Thomas Henry Huxley, a Victorian scientist writer. Yet, on meeting Guy the Gorilla at London Zoo, Julian found himself undone. Magnificent in his reserve and silent sense, he wrote of the first encounter. He gives you a look of somber dignity that makes you feel, in some real sense, his inferior. This fellow feeling for animals, Miss Bashford notes, was a reversion to Huxley type. Thomas had started on the road to agnosticism, a term he coined in 1860, after his son died in childhood and a tone-deaf curate presiding over the funeral quoted Paul's epistle, "If the dead rise not again, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." Ridiculous, Thomas thought. As a zoologist who had observed primates' treatment of the dead, he doubted that they believed in resurrection. Nor were they inclined to gluttony. Why should people be any different? The sea tide that would pull him away from religion and towards secular science was tugging at his heels. It would sweep him to notoriety as Darwin's bulldog, arch-debunker of natural theology, and champion of the descent of man. The same currents bore his grandson from an abortive academic career to national and eventually global fame as a broadcaster and popular science writer. "A man now cannot be a universal expert," a colleague told the young Julian, as a warning against imitating his illustrious grandfather. The younger Huxley took that as a challenge. Appropriately for acolytes of Darwin, Thomas and Julian shared what may have been heritable traits: scientific genius, an appetite for culture, both were keen poets, and a tragic tint of mental instability. Thomas was racked by depression. Julian's tempestuous ego troubled his marriage and tried his friends. His brother committed suicide.